Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. And I'm commenting on the latest event in the Ukraine war. In this Russo-Ukrainian war, it was just yesterday, or so just early this morning, that an ammonia pipeline was blown up. And this was going from Tolyatti in Russia to the Ukrainian port of Odessa. It's 2,500 kilometers long. That's the longest ammonia pipeline in the world. Now, and as soon as the war commenced on the 24th of February, 2022, obviously ammonia was no longer sent down that pipeline. No, Ukraine was not going to be exporting Russia's ammonia and making money for Russia. Obviously, it dates to the Soviet era when Ukraine and the Russian Federation were united. So Tolyatti is a city in Western Russia. It's named after the erstwhile leader of the Italian Communist Party. And so the city was named Tolyatti in his lifetime, and this has never changed, despite the fall of Marxist-Leninism. So who blew up the pipeline? Now, the Russians are pointing the finger at Ukraine. Can the devil speak true? Yes, even the Russian state tells the truth occasionally. I think it's quite plausible, because obviously the Russians blew up that Kharkovka dam the other day, releasing as 17 kilometers cubed of water. And, you know, I don't know, I've not actually heard of anyone drowning. I'd be astonished if nobody drowned, but wrecking much of the city of Kherson, raising the water levels by 12 meters in places, it started to subside a little, and thereby supposedly thwarting the Ukrainian counteroffensive, certainly that section of the front. Drowning a lot of crops, so Ukraine will have less food for itself, less money made from exporting grain and so on, and creating all sorts of logistical difficulties for them. So it would stand to reason that Ukraine would want to riposte, and maybe this is their vengeance for that barrage across the river Dnieper being blown up. But it is obviously not really hitting the Russians very hard, since no ammonia has been exported there for about 16 months, and it's not going to be exported until probably long after the war. If the war ended today, I would think it would take at least several years for Russia and Ukraine to normalize relations, and the Ukrainians to allow ammonia to be exported from that. So ammonia is an ingredient in fertilizer, and Russia is one of the world's main producers, if not the greatest producer, of potash, and indeed ammonia, both for fertilizer. And so Maria Zakharova, she's this Russian foreign ministry spokeswoman, and she accused the Ukrainians of doing it, saying that they're therefore depriving the world of fertilizer, which is going to lead to more world hunger and so on. There's a small fact that actually no ammonia has been exported from that pipeline anyway, and hasn't been for well over a year, and there's really no prospect of being exported for several years. So that's largely nonsense. Now, things get blown up in war, right? The first principle of war is to destroy the enemy, obviously kill him, but also destroy his logistics. And so things get blown up either by accident or design. Now, the Ukrainians said, no, it was Russian shelling destroyed it, presumably by accident. I mean, possibly because they simply wanted a false flag just to blame the Ukrainians. So I don't know, but I do think it's more like the Ukrainians do it just some sort of revenge to show the Russians they'll pay a price. But we may never get to the bottom of this. But because there's less Ukrainian grain going to be exported, yes, that is making the world food situation a lot worse. And who did that? Oh, yeah, Russia did that. That'll have a far greater impact than blowing up an ammonia pipeline, which is not going to be used for the foreseeable future anyway. And there are other ways to export ammonia. Russia's got such a huge land area, got many other ports, many other land borders, so many other ways to export it. Obviously shipped out from Odessa on the Ukrainian Black Sea coast. But this Kharkovka dam destruction, and obviously the dam is actually largely still standing, but so much water has been released. So it would stand to reason this is Russia. Obviously they're wrecking Ukrainian territory, not their territory. Admittedly, they falsely claim Kherson region as their own. And it's ruining a lot of Ukrainian agricultural land. And when on earth are you going to be able to rebuild that dam? Because this water is everywhere. Even after the war, it'd be quite a major undertaking, I'm told at least several months cost, goodness knows, hundreds of millions of dollars at least to rebuild this. And think of all the damage to houses and other buildings. So that means that it's going to be very, very difficult for Ukraine to attack across this flooded area. But nobody seems to point it out that will also make it virtually impossible for Russia to attack across this flooded area. shows just how pessimistic the Russians were, because that was one of their stated objectives. They even said to build a land corridor from Russia all the way to Transnistria. That's the illegally Russian-occupied area of Moldova, where the Kremlin was saying that the Russophones were oppressed, absolute nonsense, so that Russian illegal occupiers were there pretending to be peacekeepers. Peacekeepers come from the United Nations, not from the illegal occupier. But then they can't do that now. So ironically, in the way this actually helped Ukraine, because they don't have to worry about Kherson city and the very southwest corner of Ukraine, their last few ports like Chornomorsk, Odessa, and I suppose Kherson itself really is on the river. And the Russian forces have had to get out of there too. So Kherson city is in less danger. It was being shelled for several months. But I wonder if the Russian artillery has had to pull back, well back, because of the flooding. So they, in a sense, they've done the Ukrainians a favor, because the Ukrainians don't need to guard that part of the country, can actually put even more troops into the offensive. But on the other hand, there's a far narrower front over which they can attack into Russia. And that's one of Russia's methods, is to have very strong defenses, but leave gaps. So you fight the enemy on a ground of your choosing, and you're ready and waiting for him. And there's less surprise. You're not left guessing about his line of advance. You know what it's going to be. We shall see. But Russia started this perhaps unwisely. Russia, being such a gigantic country, well, the vastest land there in the world, has many, many dams itself. A few of them are on the edge of Moscow near Leningradsky Prospekt. Now, they're not enormous dams, the ones near Moscow, but nevertheless, those could be blown up. That could flood districts of Moscow. Now, I'm no civil engineer or military engineer, but I've been informed that blowing up dams is actually quite difficult, because they are huge, they are thick, and they might even be built with this in mind. So you'd need to get there with the explosives. Apparently, the Russians have been packing the explosives there for quite some time to know what you're doing, unless it's sort of very powerful missiles to strike the dam, which Ukraine doesn't have, not long enough range to reach Moscow. Those could be provided. And there's been a surprising lack of Western response. You might say, well, because of this, we're going to give the F-16s or something like that. Because you did this, we're giving longer range missiles or something like that. So Russia has started this, and it may provoke the Ukraine saying, we're going to pay you back in your own coin. But would that be immoral? Would that be illegal, even the Russians do it first, to then start blowing up dams in Russia, ecocide, as people say, an attack on civilian infrastructure, or war crime, some people claim, even if the enemy started it? Of course, Ukraine could deny that they've done it. Okay, so they usually don't confirm or disconfirm that they perpetrate these attacks deep inside the Russian national territory. So it might have turned out to be a foolish move for the Russians in the long run. But obviously, they don't really care about international opinion, and they will deny war crimes no matter how absolutely overwhelming and indisputable the evidence against them is. So thank you so much for watching my channel. Please donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Bye.